Okay. Next case, please.
The next application is 12004 Seritage KMT Finance LLC. Seeks a special use exception to have an outdoor display area for retail sales, section 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 1,800 feet northwest of Holland Glade Road, Route 271. The 911 address is 19563 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.33. Again, it's a special use exception for outdoor display. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Laszlo Sutay, C-S-A-T-A-Y, 610 Riverdale Road, Riverdale, New Jersey. I work with my dad, Dr. Leon, who was an owner of Cross, and that was Mr. Shops.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Can you explain to the board?
Yes.
Your request, please.
Yes, we're opening a brand new store, Christmas Shoe Shops and That. This store is going to be called And That, but it's owned by Bed Bath & Beyond. I work for Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm one of their architectural project managers. The store is currently under construction. We're looking to open the store hopefully end of October, November, early November. All of our stores do have outdoor sales, and I know that locally I don't think it is approved, so I'm looking for an approval for sidewalk sales.
Okay. All right, thank you. Excuse me. We'll see if we have any questions. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Workman.
What day is you going to do it? Every day?
Every day, yes.
Every day. And you take it back in at night?
Certain products are, but most of them are left outside and they are chained, secured.
Okay, no other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
No questions. Ms. McGee?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Question before us, will it not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
We believe it will not, because it is contained with, not on the sidewalk, but it's right close to the building. And the sidewalk is deep.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Sharp, do you have a question?
Yeah, this is the one next to the old Kmart, correct?
This is the old Kmart that's being subdivided into three different tenants, Kmart, I believe, PetSmart, and that.
None of this is going to go into the parking area. It's just going to be in the sidewalk area.
No, this is only going to be contained up against the building.
And it won't affect any handicap accesses or anything like that to
Absolutely
the building?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No issues with fire or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
Have you had any conversations with any of your neighbors about it?
I have not.
Okay. All right. And I think this, Ms. Cornwell, this is a temporary one, correct?
Yes.
So they can go for up to 5 years?
Yes.
Is that right? So is that what you're seeking, is for up to five years?
I believe, yes. And then it will probably go for a renewal, because we did the same thing for the Bed Bath & Beyond that I built right down the road.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you would have to reapply in 5 years.
Correct.
If the board so approved.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall, did you say specific time periods that you wanted this for?
Well, Christmas Tree Shop is a little bit different than Bed Bath. They try to do sidewalk sales every day of the year.
Mm. That's what you want, every day of the year.
Correct.
Mm. Does it involve any other than merchandise, tents or anything?
No.
Okay. So it's just putting merchandise out.
It's only we're not PetSmart. That's next door. We're
right.
Not doing pets.
We didn't say anything.
Tents.
Tents.
If you're going to put, is it going to be covered?
Okay, this is just a request to put merchandise out in front of the store.
Correct.
Okay.
On racks or carts or just out on the sidewalk?
It's going to be out on the sidewalk, and then there's also going to be carts. And we also have an assistant, an associate that goes outside and is outside all the time to make sure that product is not stolen, there's no issues, it keeps everything, all the sidewalks clear, all access is clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We didn't hear any argument or testimony to the contrary, and I make a motion that we approve case number 12,004 and only for the merchandise.
And for a period of 5 years?
For a period of 5 years.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 12,004 for a period of 5 years and for the merchandise only. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Becker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reason.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,004 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.